I told you, more airplane jokes. What did I say? Come on, let's get back to the sillies. Enough of that religious shit. Fuck it, who gives a fuck? I don't, I'm not gonna do anything. I wanna laugh, goddammit. Okay. So, here's something that's kind of fun to do, that my friend Paul and I were having dinner in New York, and if you do it, though, you have to be very, very nice, and you have to be very quick, for reasons that'll become obvious. But next time you're at dinner, and the waitress comes over and asks you a question, preface your answer with a very quick, yeah, bitch. And you have to be super nice, and if you get to 4, that's one better than we got to. And if you get caught, you got to tip like a motherfucker. Know that going in. You got to tip very heavily. But it's pretty fun. Okay, how you guys doing? Do you want another round? Yeah, but can I get another red wine? But I like the Merlot, but I want to try the Cabernet. That's good? You guys done? You want to see a dessert menu? Yeah, but do you have a cheese plate?
Sorry. Well, sorry. We were just fucking around. Sorry. We thought it was funny.
And here's another true story, another funny thing. A couple years ago, I was in Seattle doing some shows there, and me and my friends, yeah, shows. And... give it up for shows. And, all right, get it out of your system. Let's go. I'm... Jesus. Rhyminy. All right, so let me continue. So we were going to the gig, and we passed a porn store. And in the display window in the porn store, they had an S&M mask. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go in and buy that S&M mask, which I did. The idea was like, oh, I'm going to wear it on the flight back home to New York. And so I go in and get the S&M mask. And, you know, it's all, you know what they look like. They're just like one piece, kind of rubber, leather, whatever. And there's no eye holes or no holes and just a zipper here. Super creepy, all black. And... you know, the idea was I'll wear it on the plane home, and then when the stewardess comes over and says, you know, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to take that off. I'm sorry. I would look up and then indignantly say, do you mind? This is my sleep mask. But... no one said anything. No one. Nope. No one. I felt like the biggest fucking tool. I'm sitting there. I'm not with friends or anything. I'm by myself in my row. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, hey, is this funny? Is anybody looking? Anybody looking? Because you can't see anything. And then, you know, and then after like 20 minutes or what felt like 20 minutes, I don't know how long it really was, I took it off. And then for the rest of the flight, I'm just the asshole who had the S&M mask on. You know, just really self-conscious, not making eye contact. Going to the baggage claim, be like, that's him. That's the guy who had the S&M mask. I don't know. I guess he thought it was funny. Well, it wasn't. It wasn't funny at all. Nope. But there's a second part to this story because... I went into the porn store for the S&M mask, but what kept me in the porn store was a DVD with the most intriguing title I've ever seen for a porn, and it was called My Ass is Haunted. Yeah, right? Fucking finally! Somebody had the creativity to blend the two genres of film that so desperately needed blending. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, sure, I like to get scared, you know. but I want to get the cum scared out of me. Can you do that, Hollywood? What do you got? Bring it. Scare the cum out of me. How does that work? What is the viewing experience for that movie supposed to be? I don't understand. Oh, don't go in there. Don't fucking go in there. Oh. Were you? It doesn't make any sense. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh. Ghosts are fucking me. I'm so scared. Oh, this is scary. So you know what's worse than a pedophile? A racist pedophile. That is so ignorant. I just don't know why people got to be like that. It's a bummer. I don't know, you know. And I don't understand pedophilia at all. I to me, that seems like literally the most unromantic thing I can think of. You know, you'd be out with like a 6-year-old, like, oh, your skin is so smooth and perfect, like alabaster. Why did alabaster? I'm trying to compliment you. God, you're impossible. And you know, I was thinking about this the other day. If a genie or a leprechaun or a thing that grants you wishes, an angel, were to come up to me and say, David, I can grant you any wish you desire, anything you want, $100 million, world peace, you can become president, true love, whatever you want. But I have to let you know that there's a tiny, slight chance that the wish doesn't happen correctly and that instead you don't get the wish, but your penis shrinks to the size of half a ladybug. And you can never get erect again. But it's tiny. It's like a 1 in a million chance. It really probably won't happen. And I would say, no. No, thank you, magic angel. No, thank you. Because what if I do go for the wish and it does turn out to be bad and my penis does shrink to the size of half a ladybug, and then if I was out on a date and then things were going good and we were taking off our clothes and then the lady saw my tiny, tiny, tiny penis, and then I'd have to go, oh, that's from a wish that went awry. I would look like an idiot. But I'm in a good relationship right now, actually, a really good one. And yay! It's me and my glasses. Just me and my glasses. Love each other. And I love my girlfriend very much. And
Amber!
Yeah. All right. I love her so much that I bought her 2 vibrators. You know, one for the house. And then one to take with her in case she's raped. I will wait as long as it takes. It's called being thoughtful. Fuck you, judgmental fuckers. Can't believe it. You would...